In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. I-70 remains closed in both directions between mile markers 109 and 112 west of Glenwood Springs due to a wildfire. A new state law may help mitigate the decades-old practice of buy and dry, taking water from farmland and moving it to cities, leaving behind a potential dust bowl. Jerry Knapp is a revegetation and water consultant working in the Arkansas River Basin. He says beginning next year, water rights owners in the basin must take better care of the rural land if they want to transfer the water to urban areas.
In other words, if you don't do the revegetation, you don't get to use the water for the new use. That's the best incentive and also the best accountability measure.
Knapp says that revegetation would likely include native shortgrass prairie plants. The practice is aimed at helping reduce soil erosion. Voters are receiving primary election ballots in the mail this week. County clerks have until Friday to send them out, according to state election officials. In El Paso County, they're already out. Voters not affiliated with the party will receive both Republican and Democratic ballots. They should only return one. Ballots are due to clerks by June 30th, Election Day. Mailing them too late may result in them not being counted. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. And by the way, you can come to CPR.org and check out the voter guide to assist you with that process. It's 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. All Things Considered continues.